Hey. Welcome to the Faithfully Confident podcast with Christian confidence coach Courtney Berry. That's me. This podcast was created for those of you who God called to become entrepreneurs and you desire the confidence to pursue a business. If you're starting on your journey and want to learn all things faith, confidence, marketing, and sales, you are in the right place. If you enjoy today's episode, share this episode on your social and tag me at SheBloomsFaithfully on Instagram. I'll catch you later and enjoy today's episode. Oh, and don't forget to subscribe. So I wanted to just hop on and I wanted to talk a little bit about overcoming the fear and the objections. Well, not per se the objections, but overcome the fear of selling, because I find a lot of people they have the sale, they have the yes. The person on the other side is already ready to purchase. They're already there and they're saying, take my money. And you are literally punching yourself in the face and pulling back from that sale and losing out on that money. All right, so I wanted to talk about this topic because a lot of people have the sale and they're leaving money on the table by backing out due to fear and not realizing that that person that's on the other side is already ready to give you their money. They already want to work with you. They already want to purchase from you, but you're so afraid of selling and you're so afraid of being salesy when really you're probably not. You're just putting that thought on yourself. You're pushing them away. One of the things with leaving money on the table is we aren't comfortable, we aren't happy with our enrollment process. So what I mean by that is when you have someone sign up, they're ready to sign up with you and you instantly panic and freak out, you're not confident in your enrollment process and you're not confident in how you have them signing up and you don't have that set up to the point where you are excited, it lights you up and you know and you trust that what is happening right now is going to follow through for you. So you have to get a system set up for yourself you are comfortable with. So that is one of the things that comes with not particularly fear of sales. I just wanted to touch base on that for a little bit because I know a lot of people are leaving money on the table because they don't have an enrollment process set up yet. So if that is something that you are struggling with, let me know and I can help you out with that because I have an amazing system I can recommend. But when it comes to selling, you need to realize that you are placed in this position because God put you here, because God wants you to be successful. God wants you to have confidence in yourself and in your ability so that you can make that sale, so that you can help those other people. And when it comes to selling, what you need to realize is that you are representing a product, a company, and you are excited about it. It lights you up. You just want to talk about it all day, every day to every single person around you. Same like when it comes to, say, for example, the best way I can get this relatable for you guys is when you watch a show on Netflix and you're like, this show was amazing. You have to watch it. You have to watch it. It is so good because X, Y, Z, you know, and this happened and, you know, I don't want to spoil it, but you have to tell them about it. The same thing has to go with your business, with your sales process. You have to realize that you are recommending this to someone because you want to help them. You are not selling, you are sharing. And that's something that comes with being a business owner is you need to realize that sales is just sharing. It's not selling. Having that sale is just the outcome of you sharing that with someone. And that's something that I find a lot of entrepreneurs deal with for their mindset blocks and their limiting beliefs is they don't want to sell. They don't want to be salesy. They don't want to be pushy. But I will tell you right now that you are doing that to yourself. You are doing that to yourself. You are telling yourself that you're being salesy. You are telling yourself that you're being really pushy. And the reason why is because you are making this about you. Let me say that again. You are feeling the way that you are feeling because you are making the sale about you. You're not making it about them. You are making it about yourself. You are making it about, I have to pay my bills this month. I have this much money that I need to receive by this date. And this person has to buy for me today because I have to pay this bill. That is on you. It's not on them. It's not their responsibility to pay your bills. It is your responsibility to show up, to serve, and be there for them. It's not your responsibility to have that person say yes to you because you have to pay this bill. That is putting way too much pressure on your audience, on your customers. Way too much pressure. And you need to stop doing that. You need to stop doing that right now. Right now. If that is something that you are doing with your business, saying, I have to make this sale because I have this bill that I have to pay this month and I don't have the money in my account right now, and you're freaking out and you're panicking, stop doing that right now. Stop doing that right now. Stop making the sale about you. As soon as you make the sale about you, that's when it gets uncomfortable. That is when it gets uncomfortable. As soon as you start talking about yourself and making the sale about you, instead of showing up and serving and making the sale about them. You are here to help. You are here to serve. You are not here to have someone else line your pockets. That's just the outcome of being really good at serving. That is what happens when you're really good at serving, is you have that money start to flow to you. When you are selling, the important thing to realize is the sale is going to happen because you're asking the right questions. You're asking the right questions. You're not making it about you. You're making it about them. You want to know about them. You want to know who they are, what their needs are. How can you serve them? Is this something that you can even help them with? Whatever it is that you're offering, you need to ask the right questions so that you know and you confidently know that this product is going to help them. Otherwise, you are going to feel salesy. You are going to feel pushy because it's not going to help them. And they're going to back out. And that's when the next step of feeling even more salesy pops in, is you start to convey the value by yourself. You start conveying the value of what you have to offer them because they don't see the value in what you offer. You know the value you have, but they don't, because you have not given them the chance to explain what it is that they need, explain their lifestyle, explain where they are in life, explain what it is that they really truly need. Because if you aren't taking the step to ask the right questions, then you're essentially just handing them a blank slate and saying, here, fill this out. I hope this helps you. I don't know what you need, but here you go. Yeah, I'll take your money. Yeah, absolutely, this will help you. I don't know what it is that you actually need, but yeah, sure, I'll take your money and I'll send this product in. I don't want you doing that, and I don't do that. If I know that my services cannot help you, I will turn you away, because I know there's someone else out there who can help you better than I can. There's always going to be someone out there for you. This is a fantastic example to share with you why it's really important to ask questions and why it's important to put your customer first. With the fridge example, so you have two different scenarios. The first person, you walk in and instantly you have that salesman walk up to you and go, hey, how are you doing? You know, I'd love to help you out, blah, blah, blah. And they say, you know, I have the perfect fridge for you. They haven't asked you any questions. They don't know, you know, if you're a family of four or family of eight, if you're a single parent and it's just you and your one child. They don't know if you're single and it's just you. They don't know your situation. They just say, I have the perfect fridge for you. Let me show it to you. And this fridge is the most expensive fridge. It has nothing that you need on it. And you're thinking, this is not the perfect fridge for me. This is not anything that I need. It's way too expensive. It's got way too many features. Like, this is not for me at all. But they keep pushing you, and they keep pushing you, and they keep pushing you. Are you going to buy that fridge from them? No, because it does not meet your needs. It does not meet any of your needs. And maybe it's a matter of, you know, you have, it might be the right fridge for you, but you have to talk to your significant other first before you make this purchase, because you have to show it to them. Maybe that's your case. Maybe you have someone else who makes the financial decisions with you and they're not with you. So you have to wait for them to show up with you to show them, hey, this was recommended to me. Do you think this is for us? Maybe that is what happens when it comes to making financial decisions, is you have to talk to your husband or your wife. I don't know. Neither do they. But they're still there. They're still pushing that sale. The second scenario, they come up to you and they say, hey, you know, how's it going? I'd love to help you. You know, what are you looking for? What are you looking for? Did that first commission salesman ask you that? No. They went, I have the perfect fridge for you. And they walked you over there. They didn't ask you, what are your needs? And this is really important when it comes to not feeling salesy. You need to start asking questions so that you know whether or not this is the right product or service for your customer. You have to be asking the right questions. And I have a whole bunch of repertoire of questions that if you are struggling with asking questions and what you need to be asking to make that sale, let me know and we can work through that together. But the next question that, you know, within this scenario is maybe you were already shopping around and nobody welcomed you. You found a fridge and you're looking at it. And the salesman walks up to you and they say, hey, you know, how's it going? I hope you're having a great day. You know, what stopped you at this fridge? What do you like about this fridge? Do you see the difference in those two scenarios? Do you see what's maybe missing in your sales process, in your sales conversations? It's asking those questions. It's portraying that you really want to serve, you really want to show up for them, and you really want them to know that you care for them, that you care for them getting something that will help them further on in their life and with their needs. You have to start asking those questions, because with the first scenario, the person selling you that fridge did not ask any questions. They went, hey, I have the perfect product for you. Here you go. Let me show it to you. They don't know what your needs are. They don't know what your family situation is. They just want to make that commission, and they were trying to sell you the most expensive item that they have on the floor. The second one, what are your needs? What made you stop and look at this fridge? Like, what did you like about this fridge? They are taking the time to get to know you. They're taking the time to make sure that you walk out of there with the product and service that you need, instead of making the sale about themselves and making it all about, you know, I need to make this money to pay this bill. You are going to be the person to pay me that money so that I can pay my bill this month. That's not their responsibility. You have to stop putting the sale on them. If they want to buy from you, they will buy from you. They know whether or not you can help them before chances are you're even talking to them. They are dealing with you because they like you, because they know you can help them. And when you start feeling like you're being pushy and being salesy and pushing them away, chances are you probably are. So anyways, that is kind of what I had for you today. Is I just kind of wanted to share with you, like, when to know when you are feeling salesy.
If you made it this far in the episode, I wanted to take a moment and just personally thank you and share truly how grateful I am for your support. I really do appreciate you more than you know. And if you'd like to show more support with the podcast, please share it with others so they can find it, post about it on social media, and don't forget to tag me at SheBloomsFaithly. I love to connect with my listeners and hang out with you guys on Instagram. It would also mean a lot to me if you took a moment and left a 5-star review and rating. Thanks again, and I will see you next week.